Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Patreon Saturdays. We are going to get right into it today because Kim has news from Paris. Dolores and Teresa are over there with their men. Kim has got something to say. We talk about all this stuff coming out about the Gorgas, and we talk about the RHONJ pause and Rinna and Erica's earrings. A little bit about Jen Shah and the plea and the sentencing being pushed. Here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon, the only place you will find the full chat. Most of you have joined our Patreon. If not, do you realize what you're missing? So head on over, and here are some clips with Miss Kim D.
Good morning, David.
Can I just say that, like, we are now doing this on Tuesday. Like, have we just given up on Salt Lake? Like, we don't even kind of care.
Everyone has. People are DMing me, David, saying it's boring. They don't watch it. I mean, it's really, I don't even, what were they thinking when they were filming this? What were they thinking?
I mean, and listen, we have enough to talk
about. This could be their last season. This could be their last season because it's that boring. But maybe I'll start going back and watching some of the older episodes, and we'll start with that too, because a lot of people are asking me to do that. So it'll be fun.
Or that'd at least fun. Season one. Like, do you remember the pilot episode in the hair salon? Because I don't, with Danielle and Teresa and Dina. Like, those were the days, man. Those were the days.
And the book. And the book. Remember, they were all talking about Danielle in the book. And then Carlos crawls under the table and hands the book to Danielle, and she puts it on the table. And how about when Caroline Manzo goes, "We're thick as thieves"? What happened to that?
I didn't know that Carlos went under the table and just...
Yeah, he went under the table with the book, he told, you know, and handed it to her. And she puts it on the table and she looks at everybody. But in the meantime, all this thick as thieves stuff and how Caroline was sticking up for Dina, saying, I did it, about showing people the book and asking the questions. No one talks to each other. None of them talk to each other.
They have that in common. Teresa and Caroline are really, you know, in another lifetime, they would be best friends.
Yeah, in another lifetime. But Caroline, you know, she's smart. Yeah, what do you think of the Paris trip? Do you think it was, I got some inside scoop.
Really? You can share it. You can share it for all these people.
Yeah. I love my Dolores, but it's about Dolores. And I don't know how true this is. I heard that, I thought that Paulie was going to put a ring on it.
Yeah.
I heard he still has an issue with Frank being on the show with her. I'll dig deeper, but came from a pretty good source.
Dolores. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, so, man. Yeah, there's so much more going on. I mean, it's just crazy. So Jen Shah had her sentencing pushed. This judge just keeps pushing it. Yeah, sure. Why not? Enjoy the holidays. We'll sentence you in January. I can't believe the time that the Grizzlies got. More than murderers and rapists nowadays, the way things are going with these DAs. Oh, and my God.
The judge said, the direct quote from the judge, "You've shown no remorse in this whole..."
But I get that. But be on the up and up. Okay, speaking of that, what about the courts? The Gorgas, what about what's going on with them? This is some crazy shit. It's the internet. My DMs are blowing up. People are sending me lawsuits that Melissa received at the new home. People are all talking shit about the house. People are saying they didn't pay for half the stuff. All the old things are coming out about Joe. And they're saying that the reason why the Gorgas lost their home, the older Gorgas, is because they had to put up money for Joe's defense for a rape case that no one's really ever seen. It's just been rumored. I mean, it's just.
What do you mean? You mean Teresa's parents? They didn't pay for
the concrete. The concrete. It's all over the internet. People are sending it to me.
I don't give a fuck what people think about us. And I know you don't either. There seems to be some confusion that all of a sudden Kim D in New Jersey is a huge fan of Teresa Giudice. And it's like, guys,
that's not true.
Calm down. One thing has nothing. Everyone thinks because we are now talking about the Gorgas so much, they're in the news. They're
in the news.
Like, it doesn't mean that it's Team Teresa. You're Team Nobody. But everyone thinks that you are a huge Teresa fan. Now, I'm just letting you know that you apparently love Teresa these days, according to these YouTube people.
Listen, I do not love Teresa. I happen to dislike her immensely. Like, here's the thing. David and I spoke about Luis Rulajas's influence and his sister, I think, that we feel, now it could be an act, that his influence, whatever he's doing, is good for Teresa. Okay. She seems like a softer, kinder person. I mean, I know those are two very strange words to put connected to Teresa, but it just seems that way. So all I said was, because I talk shit about Rulajas all the time. I talk shit. But I did say to David, I feel whatever, put everything he is aside, everything he's done in his past aside, whatever he scam he's pulling, I feel he's a good influence on Teresa. Is that going to last? I don't know. David and I think David can agree with me. We don't think there's anything wrong with Joe and Melissa and Kathy and Richie coming on the show. Fuck you, Teresa. You don't own Bravo. You don't own. But where Melissa goes wrong is she loves to lie. She's a pathological liar. Come out and say, yeah, fuck you. I wanted to be on the show. Yeah, I wanted to be on it. But they know how they got on because they talked a lot of shit on that tape. So it is what it is. Just own it, girl. Melissa, start owning things and things can change. You could do a complete turnaround. Things can change. You got to own it. Stop lying. Go ahead, David. It's your turn.
I first of all want to apologize to Dorit and PK on the air because two or three years ago, I was asked on another podcast, who I think the next Bravo scandal was after Erica and Jen Shaw, all of that. And I said, Dorit and PK, I think they're one step away from a scandal. And I would like to apologize because I no longer think that they're the next Bravo scandal. I truly do think it's Melissa and Joe. I truly, truly do. Has this woman, Melissa Gorga, learned nothing? She is posting this house. She is showing the outside. She is showing the foyer. She is showing the closet. Then when you get to the closet, you see a Dior bag. First of all, girl, I hope you have a security system because A, you're going to be robbed. You're literally going to be robbed, first of all, okay? When she's in the closet, I saw Dior and this and that. And I'm like, you're asking to be robbed. Second of all, I hope your tax return this year shows that you made $1, 2, 3, 4 million because somebody at the IRS is going to look at how much money you say you made and how much you're claiming and what you're paying in taxes. And they're going to look at the size of this new house and they're going to do the math and they're going to say, what does your husband do? What do you do? How much have you claimed the past 5 years? If you cannot afford this house, so who paid for this house? Yeah. And they are going to dig and they're going to say, oh, you can afford it because you make $2 million from Bravo and you're claiming you make $100,000. So now I'm telling you.
I'm in a great list.
I don't wish this upon them.
Me either. Oh my God, no.
I feel it. They are coming for you, Melissa, and they are coming for you, Joe. And this does not mean I'm Team Teresa. They are going to be in trouble. They are the next two because they are in fucking secure little dick bitches that have to show off this house. And it's all, let's just face it, this is all being posted to show Teresa. All of it.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree.
And I am riled up today. I am riled up.
I don't like any of that stuff. Let me tell you something. When I was on the show,
you guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit sweettartscandy.com to shop now.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Yeah, so I'm
what's
going to
happen when Dolores comes back not engaged, Kim?
I don't know.
Well, for someone who doesn't know, Kim certainly goes on to talk a lot about Dolores and her possible engagement to Paulie and Teresa and the Paris trip and all this stuff she heard about Paulie not really liking Frank around too much. Man, Kim has a lot to spill today. And yet we talk a little bit more about Jen Shah and everything. We talk about Beverly Hills, too, and the earrings and all this stuff now with Diana. And did she really pay to help the victims? It's changing by the day and the pause. And it all comes back to RHONJ, though, because Kim has a lot to say. So head on over to Patreon. We are just getting started. And yes, I am riled up. And Kim is riled up. I get her even more riled up as the chat goes on. So happy Saturday. Enjoy your Patreon. Have fun.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne.
Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.